A keen sense of humor leaves no room for anxiety. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with The Absolute Philosopher. A keen sense of humor leaves no room for anxiety. Just what is a keen sense of humor? A keen sense of humor is where we are always on top of our life. We're always on top of everything. We're flowing harmoniously, beautifully, charmingly through all the vicissitudes of life. At our lunch table this noon, we had about 12 telephone calls. We had telephone calls from Switzerland, telephone calls from Germany. We had telephone calls from San Diego. We had telephone calls from virtually all around the world, and it was quite a fascinating lunchtime. And as we had these telephone calls, they came in as sort of emergencies, as sort of panicky things. And we said, hey, if you die tomorrow, if you die today, what difference does it make what happens tomorrow? So let's live today. Live today with a joy. Now that's a keen sense of humor. You say that's a sick sense of humor. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. The thing is, we worry about something that we have absolutely no interest in taking control over. Are you interested in taking control over tomorrow? Are you interested in making sure that your car is clean when you go to work tomorrow? Then you wash it today. You prepare it today. You do it now. Are you concerned about having milk on the table for breakfast tomorrow morning? Then right now you go to the store and you get milk, or you call someone who's in town and tell them to bring some milk when they come home because you're out of milk. And you do it now. Always we're doing things in the now. Always we're doing all the things that are important now. I was watching Rex as he was swimming in our swimming pool today. And he was just sort of puddling around back and forth. He would go to the stair and stand on it for a second, and then he'd go back out in the pool and puddle around. And golden retrievers just love the water, and Rex is no exception. And he's out there swimming around, puddling around, thoroughly enjoying it. And then I said, okay, Rex, it's time for us to go now. And so I put the leash on him, and he shook. And, of course, I got all wet. And we walked to my house. And as we got in my house, he was still pretty damp, and I took a cloth and dried him down, and the first thing he did was to leap up on my bed and lay down covering the whole bed, and of course he was wet. So with a keen sense of humor, I said, that too will dry. No big deal, no anxiety, no worry. Oh, but look at the dirt. But I got a special cover on my bed so that it'll catch the dirt from him so that it will not get into my bed clothes. But you see, if I had no lovely sense of humor, I'd say, that dog, we can't have him doing this. He's got to stay outside until he gets dry. He's got to do this. He's got to do this. Hey, why bother? Enjoy it. Live with it. But it'll make a mess. It never does. It never does. I take the spread after he's done there, and the sun has shone in the room and made it all lovely and warm, and I shake it, and all the sand and dirt fly away. Then I take the vacuum cleaner in 2 seconds, zip, 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 and it's all gone. And then I go about my daily work without having one bit of anxiety in my heart over some silly thing that it was really a keen sense of humor. I mean, Rex has his way of reminding me to cool it, not to get so excited, not to be so uptight, just to take it easy. He does that as we walk the path, too. I mentioned this before. We're walking the path, and I can get full of anxiety, saying, where is he? He's been at least 5 minutes gone, and I haven't seen hide nor hair of him. Where can he be? And is a coyote getting him? Is something happening to him? Is something terrible? And no way. So I envisioned that he was on the chase of a rabbit, and the rabbit led him around this tree and around that bush, and the rabbit leaped over the bush. And the rabbit has a white furry tail, the cottontail, and Rex is chasing that cottontail. And he is just having the time of his life. And the rabbit is having the time of its life because it can dive into its burrow anytime and leave Rex panting outside, and it doesn't bother him at all. You see, there's no anxiety there. You say, oh, that poor rabbit, he's being chased. Nah, he's having fun. If the rabbit didn't want to be chased, he would not come out when a dog is around. But how does he know when a dog is around? Because they have the sense to know that. They have the sense to know, because animals have sense that they give off, and other animals know this. and I walk along my path, and here's five or six bunny rabbits on either side of me, and as I walk along, they hop in the same direction I'm going, virtually on my right and on my left, and not one little bit of fear in them. And I've got Rex on the leash in front of me, and Rex knows that he's not going to be doing any rabbit chases when I've got him on the leash. And so the rabbits have no anxiety. They just joy in it, and they have a keen sense of humor. They just walk along with us, and they say, "We know that you are not going to hurt us. We know that you're nice." They don't say, "You're not going to hurt us." "We know that you're nice people. We know that you're friendly. We know that it's nice to be around you." You see, the minute they say, "We're going to hurt them," then they put that cause in motion, and then they put the hurt in motion, and it gets hurt. You see, everybody in this world can live in a harmonious way, in a joyous way, in a fulfilling way, without anxiety, when they look for the joy in everything they do. When I look for the joy in everything I do, I'm not concerned. I'm going to go now, and I'm going to give, maybe 35, 40 lectures throughout Africa, England, Germany, Switzerland, and where have you, and Nigeria, and Ghana. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be over 5 weeks, and I'm going to be talking almost constantly for 5 weeks. And here you say, "Well, my goodness, you know, when were you born?" "Yeah, I was born, and I'm 25 years old, you know." "And what are you doing? And what are you doing? How do you do this?" Hey, I am giving the lectures for myself because it's fun. I am sharing my philosophy because it's my philosophy. It's not the philosophy of Jesus. It's not the philosophy of Buddha. It's not the philosophy of Muhammad, although they taught the same thing. You hear me? They taught the same. It's my philosophy. I live it. I love it. I know it. I share it. I give it to anyone who wants to listen. And if anyone wants to come and tell me their philosophy, I say, "Hey, cool it, buddy. I've got mine. I've worked a lifetime on developing my philosophy, and I'm enjoying it thoroughly. And my philosophy takes in everybody's philosophy. You tell me one philosophy on the face of the earth that is not included in my philosophy, and I'll be surprised. Because my philosophy is universal. It includes everything and everybody and everywhere. Be yourself and have fun. That's my philosophy." Now you say, "Well, Herb, that's not what these churches teach." That's what Jesus taught. That's what Buddha taught. When Buddha had found the illumination that he got, the nirvana that he experienced, he came back to his associates and he said, "Well, boys, I'm hungry. Let's go eat." And he said, "But you can't do that because we've taken a vow of this and that and the other thing." And Buddha says, "Hey, I got a new attitude about things. I'm going to not eat, drink, and be merry, but I'm going to eat and enjoy life. And I am not going to flagellate myself anymore. I'm not going to deny myself anymore. I'm going to be myself and have fun." And Jesus said that to his disciples too. He said, "Hey, you guys aren't listening to me. You're not paying attention to what I tell you. I'm going to have to go so the Comforter can come and take care of you, because this is not being myself and having fun to worry about you guys. And I'm not worried about you, but you want me to. You want me. You say, 'Hey, it doesn't work.' That's because you're not working it. That's because you're not putting it into practice. You have anxiety because you don't have that wonderful, keen sense of humor that says, 'Hey, whatever you want to do, it's okay.' If somebody comes up to you and says, 'I don't like you,' and they have a gun in their hand and they put it to your head, they say, 'I'm going to shoot you.' Now, you can do many things. And you can just say, 'Hey, you got the gun. Whatever you want to do, it's your business. Silly. Killing me doesn't accomplish anything for you, doesn't make you happier or make you better, but whatever turns you on, I'm always ready to move to any dimension, and I kind of think I'll be around for a while, and I am.' They say, 'What the hell kind of guy is this? He's crazy.' He's got a keen sense of humor, buddy. 'What kind of guy is this? What kind of a strange cat is this? He has no anxiety. Anxiety is for the birds,' and that's a wrong thing to say. Anxiety is for nothing. It's for nowhere, for no how, and it certainly is not for me. I live in a happy being myself and having fun. I live in a joyous world where I do not compete with anyone else. I am just being myself and having fun. I'm living my life to its fullest. I surround my world and my home with my pure white light of love. I surround everything I am with my pure white light of love. And I see all in divine order. And I'm not worried, because all is in divine order and all is beautiful. Now, y'all have a lovely day and realize that you're the absolute philosopher and that you have a keen sense of humor, and there's no room for anxiety in your life, just like there's no room for anxiety in my life, because I like me, I like me, I like me. I love you, I love you, I love you.